Welcome to the Say Can You See podcast. It's the podcast associated with the 714 prayer report. And the aim is to help you as an American Christian stay informed so you can pray informed and to remind you of what we need to pray about concerning our nation. I'm Paul Meredith, a concerned pastor and host for this podcast each week. I'm glad you're listening today. At the top of the list of the things that we need to pray about this week is the safety of President Trump. Last Sunday, of course, we all saw the news about a second assassination attempt against our former president while he was playing golf near his home in Florida. And thank God for that alert Secret Service agent who was used by God, really, to save President Trump's life. As I understand it, he was on the fifth hole, and the assassin was waiting for him at just off of the sixth green. And so he was just mere minutes away from having a point-blank shot at President Trump. But God, and there's that phrase that comes up in the Bible over and over again, but God, thankfully, but God intervened. And that Secret Service agent did see the barrel of that gun and took action to drive him out of those bushes and away from the golf course. And it's hard to understand how an amateur assassin could get so close, like they have both in Butler, Pennsylvania, and now on the golf course. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. But what we need to do is continue to pray every day and pray continually for President Trump. Whenever his name comes to mind, we need to breathe a prayer that God would be merciful and spare his life. You think of all the bad actors in the world that would like to see him dead. There's powerful nations like China and Russia, Iran, North Korea come immediately to mind. And these countries would love to see him dead. They could try to send in a highly trained professional assassin to take him out, or a group of assassins. And after what they've seen in Butler and now on this golf course, they may be tempted to do just that. And there are other factions, anti-Semitic factions that are here in the United States, Marxists that are here in America, certain major corporations that would just dance in the streets to see Donald Trump dead. There's no doubt certain agencies and bureaucracies, even within our government, that hate him. There's a major political party that would love to see him, and let me throw in RFK Jr. They would be thrilled to see him killed. And there are many, many people who have a hatred for Donald Trump that is just deranged and demented and demonic, really. And we need to pray that the Lord will continue in his mercy and grace for the sake of our country, to spare the life of President Trump. I've never known anyone who is so hated by so many people. And those people all seem to just be godless people. They have no moral or spiritual bearings. But he's also loved by the God-fearing, church-going, common working people in this country. Now, we know he's not perfect, but it seems that he's the last best hope to stop a Marxist takeover from becoming inevitable. Speaking of Marxism, I hope you've already read this week's 714 prayer report, and if not, I hope you'll do that. The report is posted on Fridays, and I encourage you to sign up to receive a notice in your email inbox, and that they'll notify you when it is posted so you can read it. And that notice will have a link that you can click that will take you straight to the report. And so each week on Friday, you'll receive a notice. There's a link there that you can click, take you straight to the 714 prayer report. Well, in this week's report, you'll find part four of the five-part series on the marks of Marxism. I believe most Christians are woefully ignorant of what's going on in the world, and especially on things like the Marxist Cultural Revolution that has been taking place right under our noses for the last 100 years or so. And I hope you can see that we better wake up We don't need to go woke, but we need to wake up to the reality that we are dangerously close to losing our nation as we know it. And that means that we would be losing the precious freedoms that we've enjoyed in this great land of the free. And I'm talking about things like our First Amendment rights, the right of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedoms of religion and press, and also our Second Amendment rights. If we begin to lose our rights, that would probably be one of the first to go, is our Second Amendment rights. There's a great link in this week's 714 prayer report that takes you to a video of Kamala saying that they, and whoever they are, may come into our homes, that they have the right to come into our homes and inspect how we are conducting our affairs and whether we are being responsible gun owners. It's really unbelievable. It's outrageous what she said, and she's there on camera. You can hear it in her own words, this video. And so as you read the report, be sure to click on the link to that video. It sounds like a totalitarian threat to me, what she says. And I believe really what happened is she opened her mouth there and revealed who she really is. And there's some other great links in this week's 714 report as well. And so I hope you'll read it. Hope you'll follow all the links and see the information that's there. It'll help you to be better informed and know better how to pray for our country. And I want to ask you to do this. Please help us get the word out about the 714 prayer report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address is www.714, that's the number, 714prayerreport.com. That's www.714prayerreport.com. Feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church, to your family, to your friends, your civic clubs. You can click the download button and you will see a PDF. It's a two-page report each week. We limit it to two pages. And so you could print it front and back and make copies available and give them out to other people. It is a copyrighted report, but you can feel free to make copies as is and distribute those, because we want to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both the prayer report and for this podcast. And so I need your help to do that. Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank you for listening, and remember to take time every day to pray. Pray for the safety of the candidates, especially for President Trump, and pray about the spiritual condition of our country. Pray for revival in our churches. Seek the Lord in all of these things, because without Him, we can do nothing. He is the only hope we have. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.